Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
I stand before you today to fulfill one of my highest and most important duties under the United States Constitution.
History was made Saturday as President Donald Trump announced his Supreme Court Justice nominee. Trump's nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, is a conservative-minded judge who worked for former Justice Antoine Scalia.
The nomination of a Supreme Court Justice. Today it is my honor to nominate one of our nation's most brilliant and gifted legal minds to the Supreme Court. She is a woman of unparalleled achievement, towering intellect, sterling credentials, and unyielding loyalty to the Constitution, Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
The 48-year-old Barrett could be the sixth conservative-leaning judge out of nine. Now Barrett must still be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Barrett is a professor at her alma mater at Notre Dame. Here is Barrett shortly after being nominated at the White House.
I clerked for Justice Scalia more than 20 years ago, but the lessons I learned still resonate. His judicial philosophy is mine too. A judge must apply the law as written. Judges are not policymakers, and they must be resolute in setting aside any policy views they might hold.
If confirmed, Barrett would take over the seat once held by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The coronavirus and flu have similar symptoms, and experts have recently given new advice on how to differentiate between the two. According to the Associated Press, COVID and influenza share the following symptoms: sore throat, cough, fever, sometimes shortness of breath, headache, fatigue, and body aches. The differences start with COVID-19 usually resulting in a loss of taste or sometimes smell. Also, with influenza, the symptoms come in week one usually, and COVID symptoms could come in week two, maybe even week three. For more questions regarding COVID symptoms, go to factcheck@ap.org. That is your Basin Radio Network news update.